So consistent with Moore's law, our ability to have greater and greater electronic information stored and have the capacity to do so runs into issues with respect to responding to discovery requests and makes discovery responses and ESI disputes more complicated. If you're a general counsel, and how many of us here today are in-house within industry or an agency? What do we have here? Okay, a good number. How many of us have document retention plans and policies? And let's keep our hands up for a minute. How many of us test those policies, make sure that they're working in accordance with the way we want them to interact? Okay. And certainly all of us who have been in-house and who advise clients who are in-house, whether they're CISO or general counsel or the president of the company or an agency, deal with these kinds of issues. And certainly having a policy that works, knowing where that information, electronic information is stored, being able to know where the information that you need is, and the rot, the redundant, obsolete, or trivial information to be regularly and scheduled deletion is really important to some level in responding specifically to litigation and making sure you mitigate any kind of sanctions or issues relating to spoliation. And along those lines, how many of us have dealt with litigation holds and have run those same tests within our companies, our agencies, and we know how important that is with respect to that. So I think from a in-house perspective or a general counsel or CISO perspective, having these policies in place is tremendously important and allows us to prevent and mitigate issues that come up with e-discovery and large discovery requests.